the new leads today, this. Hello there, is it William?
Hi, is that Ben?
Yes, William. Hey, Ben, William, how are you doing? You okay?
I'm alright, mate. I'm okay, yeah.
Yes, William. So she's confirmed the details.
You just popped up on Facebook, know what I mean? I saw it and I thought, what's this all about now? You know what I mean?
No,
because I've been talking to them at the inquiry.
Yep.
You know, and I'm not happy with the inquiry at all.
No, that's it. Don't worry about that. We'll get that sorted for you, William. So
because
confirm,
the inquiry, when I spoke to them, right, and I spoke to them about it all, and I said, what about the apology? Nothing. So
no,
there's no apology, no compensation for anybody, nothing at all.
Oh, well, that's not good, is it? So actually, William, we can't get this back, it's not a problem. So just to confirm, William, I've got your date of birth as the 9th of the 5th, 1970, is that correct?
Yeah.
Are you still living at 36 Oldham Terrace?
I am, mate.
Yeah, and have you ever been known by any other names at all, William?
No.
No worries. What are your parents' names, William? What are your biological parents called?
Oh, well, they're both dead now.
Yeah, that's fine. What are they called? We can find you.
My dad was William McFarlane Gallagher.
McFarlane Gallagher, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, and your mother?
Margaret Wilson Shearer.
Margaret Wilson Shearer. Gallagher, yeah. No worries, pal. And where was you living before you went into care, William?
31 Drumlanrig Avenue.
How are you spelling that one, pal?
Drum, D-R-U-M.
Yep.
L-A-N-R-I-G. Drumlanrig Avenue.
Yep, no worries, pal. Yeah, no problem. And have you got any brothers or sisters?
The schools are still there, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. But the bills and I grew up and gone.
Yeah, no, it will be. A lot of times happens, don't they? They make, obviously, new buildings on top. We'll knock old ones down and throw up new builds.
Well, it's just
fine.
Just call it 11.
Okay. Now, William, have you got any brothers or sisters at all?
Well, I've got a brother.
You've got a brother. And what's your brother's name, William?
John Shearer Gallagher. Not seen them for decades.
No. It's the only reason we have
We lost touch with each other back in 1989.
Okay, so quite a long time ago, then, to be fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's fine. And I've got your email here. It's wsgcouriers@gmail.com.
That's right.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep, no worries there, William. Okay, perfect. Now, William, what authority were you cared under? Local authority, was it?
Easter House.
Easter House, okay.
Glasgow City Council.
And what age was you when you... Yeah, no worries. And what age was you when you went into care?
About 12. Roughly about 12. No, I can't remember, to be honest. This is what I struggled with, the inquiry as well.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Don't worry about that at all. Actually, we can get all the records for you.
Did
you start in the house when you was 12? When you went to the house?
Yeah.
And then how long was you there till?
I was in there until I was 16.
How long was you there for, do you think?
Four years.
And then you went to St. Philip's after that, or was that before?
It was during. So I went to Children's Panel, and then they sent me to St. Philip's List East School. Yeah.
Yep.
And I was in there from about 13.
Yep.
No, and I left there when I was 16.
So what about Inverness? Because you've got down, you was there from 12 to 16, you think.
Inverhouse, you mean? Inverhouse.
Inverhouse, yeah.
Yeah. I was in there till I was 16 as well.
So what age were you?
I was 16.
The same kind of building?
It's a children's home.
Okay.
Yeah. The list school was a secure school.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No problem, man. So I'll have that down there for you then. So, it's on there for you. Okay, no problem. And if for example, something must happen to you, Stuart, and you're not here when the payment comes, who would you like us to make the payment to if we're unable to pay you?
don't know, there's nobody. I mean, that's just my wife, that's it.
How you spelling name, sorry? What's the first name? Ray.
Ray, R-A-E. You know, it's Welsh. I don't know why they picked it.
Yeah, no worries. Don't worry about it. Okay, that's fine. No problem there. And this is for your statement now. So when you was in the house, what was the kind of the abuse you was facing?
Look, give you an example. We went a day trip to Strathclyde Park. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I was stood next to the water, quite close. A girl came up, pushed me. I went in the water. I can't swim. So I ended up in the water. The staff were all stood there arguing who was going to go in and get me. And basically then somebody ends up pulling me out after about 3 or 4 minutes of me struggling in this water. And then I had to walk all the way back to the end of the house from Strathclyde Park because they drove off and left me. So that was one incident. And then there was other incidents where they would, give you another one. There was a guy called Thompson. Yeah?
Yep.
I thought he was a nice guy. I don't know when he first came to the children's home, because staff used to change over all the time, you know what I mean? And one day, somebody was on the chores, they disappeared, and next thing, he told me to do somebody else's chores. Now, as I sort of said to him, no, it's not my turn, and that's why we've got chore lists to do stuff. He forced me into the kitchen and started pushing me around, to do the pots, to clean them. And I just got upset with it all, so I just ended up smashing every single pot. I've all of them in the kitchen. You know what I mean? So then,
fair enough.
He basically grabbed me and put me in a restraint, which really hurt. And that used to go on quite a lot. That was the level of abuse, you know what I mean, that we were receiving. Being forcibly held down.
Yeah.
And that went on a lot, so it did.
Well, I said they would be very forceful. We're getting this kind of thing all of the children's homes.
They put you in an arm lock, you know what I mean? And you couldn't move or anything, and it was really painful.
Yeah, that's understandable. And what about when you went into St. Phillips? What was the kind of stuff that was happening there?
No, St. Phillips is a whole different ball game. Right, no, this might shock you, but there was sexual abuse in this. No. I was at Inver House for a weekend. Yeah. Eventually I got allowed to go out for the weekend, to go back to the children's home. Because I'd be at school all week, and then you had to get good marks and all that. And for months, I never got any leave whatsoever for months and months. Yeah? And there was loads of boys that were being abused loads of times. No? And like I said, there was this weekend where I was at Inver House. I can't remember the dates or anything, right? But I got picked up by this member of staff from St. Phillips. But before he turned up, I tried to tell Eddie Gorman, who was in charge of the children's home. He's one of the senior managers. I told him, I don't want to go back with him. I'll go back with somebody else, but not with him. And I ended up getting a golf club and threatening him. No, because I didn't want to go back with him.
Yeah.
Right? Next thing, he turned up. Next thing, I'm in the back of the minibus. Then we drove back to St. Phillips, but via the country road, and it goes up to Drumpellier Lock.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know Drumpellier Lock. Yeah. And it goes up towards Coat Bridge.
That heads out
towards Airdrie and Plains and all that then. But he stopped at Drumpellier Lock. Then that's where it happened. That's when he raped me. So this was a grown man. No, against I'm only a little lad. You know what I mean? There was nothing I could do to stop him.
Yep.
No, and then all the usual threats.
Well, you shouldn't go into that, definitely not.
No, I mean, all the usual threats were there. You know what I mean? I used to run away constantly.
No, I can imagine. I mean, I think I definitely would, to be fair, if that was the case.
At St. Phillips, it was rife. It was like a cattle market, basically. No, they were just picking out who they're going to have this night, that night. No?
Yeah. Sound like favouritism, kind of. They choose.
They went on for a lot.
Terrible,
no,
really.
They shouldn't
have been in that role of a job, really. I mean,
no. 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 Because they took us... Well, I told you, I can't swim.
Let me just...
So they took us to shorts, swimming baths.
Yep.
And the minibus, me and a few other lads. And I told them I can't swim. And they forced me to get in the water. Mm-hmm. And I was that terrified that I actually wet myself. You know what I mean? In the pool. That then, basically, everybody had to go back to the school.
Imagine, especially if you can't swim, you know.
What I mean? You're terrified. You're scared. You're only a kid.
I mean, at the end of the day, if you can't swim, you're not really going to want to be in the water, right?
No. No, I don't even want to be in water now.
Get these details down. So, I'm just writing down everything you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see, if you can't swim, you're definitely not. I mean, I definitely want to anyway. I don't want to.
What I mean? I reported it to the police.
In 1981.
I did report it to the police, quite a few years back.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they came back to me and told me that this is where I'm annoyed, you know what I mean? Because he's now dead. No, the hermit raped me, he's dead.
Yeah, the person's dead.
So there was no justice for me whatsoever.
Yeah, no,
he's got away with everything.
Like I said, when we do a claim, it's going to go...
Sorry?
No, that's it. Hopefully this will give you some justice, what we had. I know it's not going to make anything better, but... I said,
well, this is why I'm arguing. This is why I'm having this argument with the inquiry.
But like I say, it's just some recollection of what happened to me. Yeah. No,
this is why. This is what I'm saying to you. This is why I'm upset with the inquiry. Not then. Because they're giving you nothing back. No apology. No nothing.
No, you should be.
And all these people are high up in power. We're all in control of all this.
Definitely, you should be. By the end of the day, you know. I mean, if something like that happened to you, then, like I say, it should be something that should be happening to you. So,
well,
bear with me a second.
If there was an apology, I'd accept an apology, you know what I mean? But there's nothing, so they can pay it. Because
I said, the average with this as well is around £45,000.
Yeah, well, they're sending the staff in from the inquiry because they want to interview me on the camera. Yeah. So what they do is they book a hotel and then I go and meet them and then they interview me. Well, I'll say to my partner, future ones happening, but I doubt it because it always goes on.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. If it can make you... Also, people who've not spoke up as well, it might give them a bit of courage to actually speak up. So then obviously it helps in your case as well because it shows that you know you're not the only one. Now don't get me wrong, with these obviously children's homes, we're getting, you know, we've got multiple from the same home.
Yeah. Oh, there was definitely others that the children's home had.
I'm
going to
do the moment then, I'm going to send you over. No, that's it, William. I mean, it always happens on the occasion, to be fair. I'd say some people do have an easy life in care, some people just don't at all. With Scottish Care as well, we're finding that not many people have an easy life with care. A lot of people, you know, getting, you know, these kind of things happening soon, which shouldn't even happen at all. Now, William, everything's done for you on there now. So we've got your statement, we've got details of what happened and such. All we need to do now there, fella, is just basically send out a document for you to sign, okay?
Yeah.
Just bear with me 2 seconds, because I'm just going to add Ray as your beneficiary. So, do you have a telephone number for Ray as well?
And it's the same number as mine, but just the last two numbers have changed. It's 1-1 at the end.
Yeah, 1-1, okay. It's just like I say, if something was to happen and we needed to get hold of Ray, we can get hold of her. Even though she probably will have your phone at the time if something was to happen, but like I say, we need to make sure. So in a moment, William, you're going to receive a text message from ourselves. Now, what the text message basically entails is our fees and also what we're going to do for you, okay? So, like I say, there is 3 options available for you to make a claim in the Scottish Redress Scheme, okay? Now, in regards to that there, sir, so these are 3 ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself about a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, with ourselves, pal, it just works out on a no-win, no-fee agreement of 16%. plus VAT. So in total, 20%, like say 16%
goes to us.
Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it would be under that agreement. No, that's fine. Like I say, 16% would go to us and 4% VAT. Now, if you look at your phone there now, William, you should have a text message from myself. It'll have my name on there, Ben Jacobs, and it'll just give you a document for you to sign. It's just a case of signing one box.
Hold on.
No, no problem. Take time, fella. No worries at all.
Come on, Lord.
Should arrive via text message for you.
Hold on.
It'll take a moment or two, but like I say, once it should load after that.
All documents. Not letting me sign it.
That's the one once you've done that.
It's not letting me sign it.
You should just let you... So don't click on the box. Just draw straight onto the box as soon as you can. You can't click into it before you draw on the box, you see.
It's not doing anything.
Try reloading the page for me, William. It might be a case for the page.
Hold on, mate.
You try reloading it for me. No worries, take time, pal. No problem.
Oh, God. Oh. I've signed it. What don't...
Let's have a look. Let's make sure it's come back to us there, pal.
No, I've just signed it again. Stop it.
Let's see if it's come back to us. Just give us a sec. So you're still not signed on ours there. You just need to quit execute all documents once you've signed it, pal.
All right, hold on.
It's not come back to us yet, you see. No worries, pal. Take your time.
There you go.
Let's see if it's come back. It should come back anymore. There we go. Start from there, William. Now the next stage, like I say, William, is going to be the process of the case. So with these cases, they are taking around between 8 to 12 months. Like I say, some people are getting paid out a lot sooner. Some people are getting paid out, you know, within around 4 to 5. All really depends on how quick the providers are going to obviously sort this out for us. Like I say, the good news is, like I say, the average refund is around £45,000. People are getting a lot more than that for, you know, sexual abuse and like physical abuse. That's just normally for a generic, you know, mental abuse case. So you will probably get a bit more than that there, Stuart, like I say. Like I say, if you do need us at all, save this number in your phone. If you need to get a hold of me, just give me a quick message on WhatsApp or give me a call, and I'll be sure on the phone to you, William, okay?
No, like I said, it's just the inquiry now I need to deal with.
Perfect. Well, that's everything done for you.
Not a problem, Ben. Thank you,
mate. That's it. Like I say, well, this is all this done for you. If any, obviously, any issues, I'll let you know.
All right,
pal. No worries, William. Have a lovely weekend, pal. Thank you very much for your time today.
No problem. Bye-bye.